Good morning. We're back at Rafa, Orbea, and Ivan's morning show. And today we're taking on the subject of Hillary Clinton's defeat to Donald Trump in the national general elections of the USA. Well, one of the main reasons why Hillary lost the campaign is that it's been said about her that she focuses too much on people pleasing. It's been said that she is a boat that goes with the wind, where the wind takes her, and it has no clear direction. A boat that only wants to float in deeply political troubled waters. People have been scared away and have left her side due to the fact that she's seen as insubstantial and vague and vacuous, that has no clear political objective and no clear policies. She said also that she goes with the polls, whatever the poll says, she'll back. For instance, she's been traditionally against gay marriage, and she radically turned her political standpoint. She moved away from this opposition to gay marriage into a more openly, a more open standpoint to gay marriage. Due to the recent polls, which showed that the majority of the American population was in favor of the gay marriage. It's also been said that she does too much pandering, which is the colloquial term for attempting to be appealing for every group, and that she portrays a political masquerade that doesn't suit with a real personality and with a private, perhaps, political thoughts. It's been a subject of mockery as well. The time when on our radio show, she said that one of the essential objects that she always carried with her was hot sauce, which is a stereotypical sauce that black people tend to, perhaps not to carry with them, but to apply to most of their food. Also, it's been said that she provides no change and that she is in favor of keeping the most of the policies of Obama's administration. On this subject, we have an expert, Ivan Lorenzo, which will inform us about the reasons for her defeat in the national elections.
Well, Rafa, I totally agree with you. I think America needed a change, and American people thought so. Both Hillary's opponents, Trump and Sanders, were candidates that implied a deep change. They both have had different proposals. They were a fresh air to American politics. But Hillary was perceived by the people and even by the media as the third term of Obama's administration. In relation to that, I believe that Hillary's campaign was too focused on main issues, and they didn't have an actual program to solve the problems that affected the American people. Her campaign was totally focused on the fact that she could have been the first woman to become the American president, which could have been a valid argument for some progressive accumulated sectors of the American people, but which wasn't enough for the white working classes, who are unemployed due to the bad effects of globalization. And that's the reason why the Republican Party won for the first time in industrial states such as Michigan, for example. And I perceive that it was very important that while Hillary was talking about being a woman or about being issues, Trump was talking about industry, about companies coming back from Mexico and giving jobs, and about border policy, which are issues that actually affect the white working classes that voted for Trump.
Well, apart from change and people-pleasing, there are also some gaffes and scandals, which has also damaged her public image. In this subject, we have an expert called Juan Orbea, which will develop this idea.
I believe that sigue grabando. I believe one of the main reasons why Hillary Clinton lost the elections was the number of scandals she was involved in. I'm gonna mention three of them and then get into two of them. But the top three scandals I believe that she was involved with involved in was the Benghazi scandal, the email scandal before the elections, and the uranium one scandal. I'm going to talk about the email one and the uranium. In the uranium one scandal, what happened is that a mining company that owns 20% of the reserve of the USA's uranium reserve gave money in exchange of a big trade of being acquired by a Russian company, give around $80 million to the Clinton's fund for poverty or their association. And then in the email scandal, she contradicted a federal law by using her personal account, which could have been for state things, which could have been hacked. So that's that.